Sunday, 9th of March, Rabbi Yaakov Lvovitz, Be'inyan Matonas Le'Evyonin.
Gemara Megillah, Dav Zayinom and Aleph, tells us a story. The Yehuda Nisiyo, Shodalei Rabbi Yishiyo, Atma De'igla Tilsa, Sagarba De'chamro. Sent him a fine cut of meat and a barrel of wine. Sholach, he answered him, Kiyamta banu rabbeinu, v'shloach monais ishlo yehu, u'matonais le'evyonu. For sending us this present, you matayim both mitzvahs, matonais le'evyonu, and v'shloach monais. The goyin, in this gemara, is meifit. He's meifit the words u'matonais le'evyonu. You were only Mekayim Shloach Manas, and you couldn't use the same Matana to be Mekayim as well, Matana Shloach Yoyim.
You mean he disagrees with the Gemara?
Excuse me? He changes the gift in the Gemara. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Hochi Garcinon, Kiyamta Bonu Rabbeinu Umeshloach Manas. So it seems that Rashi is following the same pattern. Now one has to understand what is wrong. Why couldn't he be Mekayim both things? If the recipient was as well in Oni, so in the expression goes, you can kill two birds with one stone. And he gave the Matana, and he should be able to Mekayim both. So Zachrayim speak about it, and some say that it says in the Pasuk, U'mishloach manais ish l're'ehu, U'matanais l'evyainim, as if we're speaking about three different people. There's first Re'ehu, and then there's Avyainu. Maybe we'll be able to understand it in a different fashion as well. Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of Purim to the Shlachmanes, Matanes Avyainu, he follows in Halach Perek Beis, Hilchos Megillah, Halach Yudzayin, and he says the following. Mutav la'adam laharbois v'matonais avyoinim milaharbois b'seudasoi u'v'shloach monais l'reyov. It is preferable for a person to indulge more in matonais avyoinim than to be marbe in the suda or in v'shloach monais ish l'reyehu. Why? She'ein shom simcha g'doyla u'mefu'ara el sameach leiv aniyim v'yisoyimim v'amonais l'geirim. There is no greater or more beautiful simcha than to be mesameach the hearts of aniyim, yisraelim, and amonos, and geirim. Sha'a mesameach leiv hu umlovim, the one who is mesameach the hearts of those who the umlovim, ha'elu, these people that we've just mentioned, doimel l'shchina, he's comparable to the shchina. Shenema l'hachyois ruach shvolim, l'hachyois leiv nitzoyim. The Goyishom tries to lift the spirits of those that are down and those who are low. We find this halacha only here in Purim. In contrast, in Hilchos Yontif, when the Rambam brings the din of, we have a din of a samachta b'chagecha, every Yontif we have to have simcha. And there the Rambam says, Shiva simei ha-Pesach, u'shmoina simei ha-Chag, this is Perek Vav, Hilchos Yontif, halacha Yudzayin, Kula Masurim Behet with Vitainus, Vachayiv Odom Liois Behem Someach Vituvlei, the person has to be happy, Hu Ubonov, the Ishtoi Ubnei Bonov, the Choron Ilvimolov, his whole household, Shenema Vitamachtu Vachagech. And the Rambam asks, how does one do it? Kesad, Haktanim Noisim Lehem, Chloyes Vegoizim Udonais, the children you give sweets and Vanoshim Koinolem Blodim Vitashitim Noim, women you buy beautiful clothes and tashitim, kifim and money, of course, as much as he can afford, not more. Vanoshim oichlim basar v'shoytim yayim. And the menfolk eat meat and drink wine. She'ein simcha b'basar v'ein simcha b'yayim. Simcha is by eating meat and simcha is by drinking wine. The Rambam then continues and says, u'ksh'oicha v'shoytim, when a person partakes in simcha and he's experiencing simcha for himself, chayov lahachil lager liyosim v'lamona im sh'ar aniyim hum lolim. He has to also give to eat to the other people, to the gerim, to the yisaimim. Avomisha noyal del atzayis chateiroi. someone who locks the door, and he doesn't give as well la'anim, ein zu simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreisvay. This is not considered to be a simchas mitzvah, and it's a simcha of his stomach. He's providing for himself, he's not providing for anybody else. So the Rambam only says in Hilchos Yontif that I have to give to Aniyim and to Umlolim only in order that it should be an experience of Simchas Mitzvah and not an experience of Simchas Kreisel. But that which he says here in Hilchos Megillah, that it's Mutter of Laharbois B'matoneis Avyoinim Laharbois B'sudasai, he doesn't bring in Hilchos Yontif. He doesn't say that you should provide better meat and more meat and better wine and more wine for the Aniyim than for yourself. Why doesn't he bring this as well in Hilchos Yontif? The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah speaks about the two mitzvahs that we experience, namely Mishloach Manos Ishlevei Ehu Matanos Lev Yonim. Let's see how the Rambam discusses these two mitzvahs. Chayiv Adam Mishloach Shtei Manos Basar O Shnei Minei Tavshu O Shnei Minei Oichel Chaveru. A person has to send to his friend, Mishloach Manos Israel, Manos is plural, means two matonis. The Re'ehu is singular, so he has to send two matonis to one friend. Then the Rambam continues and says, if you send to more friends, interesting, the Rambam doesn't say if you send more matonis to one friend. More than two matonis, there's no ing. That you see in the Rambam, that you see in the Gemara we just read before. But the marbe, if he's marbe to more friends, then harei ze meshubach. Like we say, chua marbe l'sat rebe tzeyes mitzrayim, harei ze meshubach. In contrast, when the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah matanis l'avyoinim, the Rambam says, chayav v'chalek l'aniyim v'yom ha'purim. You have to give to aniyim on purim. Ein poichsim m'shnei aniyim. You don't give less than to two. A very interesting contrast. When he spoke about Mishloach Manos, he said that you have to give to one. The Chomer Mishloach is a Reza Meshubach. If you send to more friends, then the Rambam puts in the category of Reza Meshubach. When it comes to Matanis Lev Yainim, he doesn't say that you have to send to two Aniyim. The Chomer Mishloach Aniyim a Reza Meshubach. Here he says it in a different text. Here he says it, Ein Poichsim Mishnei Aniyim. You don't have to give less, you shouldn't give them less than to two. Why did the Rambam change the way he describes this experience of adding in Matanis Lev Yonim in contrast to the way he explained it by Mishloach Manos? Another point. The Rambam here says, Chayiv Chayiv L'Aniyim B'Yom HaPurim Ein Poichsim Mishnei Aniyim. Before he discusses what I have to give, he already taught us Ein Poichsim Mishnei Aniyim. And then he tells us, Noisen l'cholechot matona achat, oi moyet, oi minei tavshu, oi minei oichlin, shenema o matones lavyonim, shtei matones l'shnei aniyim. Whereas when he discussed the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, he first said, Chayiv Odom l'shloach shtei monos boso, shtei minei tavshu l'chaveret. And then he went on to discuss the Chol HaMarvel l'shloach l'rei ha'meshubach. Why did he change the order when he discussed Matanis Lev Yonim in contrast to the way he discussed Mishloach Manos? We all know that there's a din on Purim. It's called Poshet Yodai Naisimot. Anybody who spits out his hand on Purim, we give. We don't ask any questions. We're accustomed to understand that to be a chumrah. That, whereas throughout the year, you can interrogate and you can check him out if he's taka valid or if he's not valid. But on Purim, we don't check him out. If he just beseeches us and he asks us for a donation, we have to give him. Maybe we'll see that we can understand it differently as well. The Ramban in Bav Metzia and Ayin Ches Amid Bey says, Moisa Magvas Purim, the Purim is a quote in the Gemara. V'yesh l'farish, shekol ma shegovu b'yoyim ha-Purim, Alpa pisha gavu stam, yehei l'sudas purim. That the money that was collected for Purim should be for Su'udas Purim. For Su'uda. Zivrei Macho. And we find that Taka in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein poichsin mishnei aniyim noitzecho echad matona achas oi moyiv omine tavshil omine oichlin. For instance, the godim clothes are not discussed in the Rambam. You can't give clothes. Why can't you give clothes? Why only Macho and tavshil? So the Sameach compares it to the din that one has to be Mesameach Yisraimim from his Moyes Maisa. And he says there, Braisa, of Koinim Agolim, that you also as well, you have to do it with Divrei Macho, because Divrei Macho are Mesamchim. So his war in Megillah continues on. He as well brings this poem Ashugov Biyom at Purim. For him, he quotes the Yerushalmi, Pirshu Yerushalmi, Kwa Peshet Yodo Lito Yitnulo. Anybody who beseeches you, you have to give him. Loima Shenoistim Lechol Odom. You give to every person. The aim of Dagdikim, you don't check it out in who Oni Veroy Litenlo, if he's a true poor man and it's proper to give him. Shein Nesina Zumi Din Stoku Greatest. This is not just a mitzvah of stucco. Ela midim simcha. The reason why I'm giving matanas Rav Yoinim is midim simcha. How do I know that it's midim simcha? Sharei afma ashirim yesh l'shlo lachmonas. Even to ashirim I have to give shlachmonas. What is he comparing with shlo lachmonas to matanas Rav Yoinim? What does he see in shlo lachmonas that has an effect of understanding the mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yainim? And what does he mean to say that since it's not just the mitzvah of Stok, it's the mitzvah of Simcha, so it doesn't bother me if he turns out not to be an Oni or not. But if it's Matanis Lev Yainim, he has to be an Evyon. If he's not going to be an Evyon, I didn't give Matanis Lev Yainim. What is the understanding of what the Ritva says here? Maybe we could understand it in the following fashion. What is the purpose of the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu? The mitzvah of Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu is an act of being marbe reyus b'klal Yisrael. To make friendship and a proper close relationship with my fellow man. If I give him a present of Shlach Monos, so that will unite us and that will bring us closer. That's a ma'isa mitzvah of Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu. Of course, that's also an act of simcha, that I'm giving presents to my friend and I want to become close with him. That's the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu. As soon as I gave it to one friend, I was mekayim the mitzvah. If I want to give it to another friend, so what am I doing? I'm duplicating the mitzvah. I already did enough to be mekayim the mitzvah by giving one matana, by giving two matanas to one friend, two monos. Now if I want to do it to another friend, and I want to make more reyus, the shkol hamarbe, the shloach l'reyim, I raise the meshubach. Just like for hamarbe l'saper b'tzias mitzvah, I raise the meshubach. I already discussed the sefer b'tzias mitzvah. Everybody was mekayim the mitzvah. But I want to speak more about the mitzvah. I want to be more mesaper, more sefer. So I am adding to the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah again. In contrast to the mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yoinim, Matanis Lev Yoinim is not a mitzvah of tzedakah, ela simcha. A Jew has an obligation of Purim to be mechalek moyes lev yoinim. He sets aside moyes or matanis, and he's going to give these out to Evyonim. He functions as a Mesameach Aniyim. This is an experience of Simcha. As the Rambam says, Ein lecha simcha gdoyla umfu'ara, kemo Mesameach leiv ha'umlalim. An experience of simcha is to be mesameach the hearts of those who are downridden. Leiv umlov. It's an act, a maisa of simcha. What do I do? I set aside money, I set aside matonis, and this I set aside that I'm going to give to aniyim. How many aniyim? How many aniyim am I going to divide this up on? A minimum of two aniyim. You want to give three, you want to give four, you want to give five, bevakasha. But a minimum is up to. So when I take it and I divide it up by two, I did the mitzvah of matanis of yoinim by giving it, by dividing it to two people. When I divide it up into three or four people, so I did the mitzvah of mimachalig la'aniyim by giving it out to three or four people. So when I give it to the third person, am I repeating the mitzvah? Or this is how I am being mekayim, the basic mitzvah of matanis of yoinim. I'm not repeating the mitzvah. I am doing the basic mitzvah. Here it's not a situation of a chamar b'areze meshubach. Chamar b'areze meshubach, chamar is when I already did the mitzvah. I already was mekayim the mitzvah. And now I'm going to repeat it and do it again. So then we say, chamar b'areze meshubach. I gave a matana to one person. I gave him two monas to one person. I already was mekayim the mitzvah of mishloach monas. Now I'm going to go ahead and give it another time, a different present to somebody else. I'm going to repeat the mitzvah another time. That falls under the category of Chamar Belasapa Areza Meshubach. Something very interesting. The Rambam says, Chayav L'chalek L'aniyam B'yom HaPurim. Chayav L'chalek. The din is to be a L'chalek L'aniyam B'yom HaPurim. He doesn't even say L'oseis. He says, Chayav L'chalek. I have to set aside money to be given out to Aniyam HaPurim. The minimum amount of aniyim that I'm mechalek to matanis lavyanim to is two. The Rambam comes on and says, "Noisein lechol echad matana achas." And the Rambam says, "What am I mechalek laaniyim? Oy moyes, oy minei tavshil, oy minei oichlin. Shenema o matanis lavyanim, shtei matanis l'shtei lavyanim." What do we mean, minei tavshil, minei oichlin? I have to give one oni, one item. Each oni, I give one item. So why does Rambam say minei tavshul or minei oichlin loshen rabim, plural? Because the Rambam is not relating to the actual present. The Rambam is relating to that which I'm setting aside to give out. Because the mitzvah is mitzvah l'chalek la'aniyim. What am I going to be mechalek la'aniyim? Oy moyes, with which I can purchase food for my mesamchim. Oh, mine tavshul, oh, mine oichlim. But of course, to each oni himself, I give only one oichol. I give only one tavshul. But that is how I distribute it. But the basic mitzvah is to set aside the mine tavshul and the mine oichlim. Rambam continues and says, V'ein medagdikim b'mo'ois purim, ela kla pleishet yodo lito nois nimloi. We don't have to bother to check out. Not that the Rambam is saying that I have to give to anybody who asks, whether it's beyond what I set aside or within what I set aside. The Rambam is saying that when somebody comes along and I want to give him because I want to be mechalek la'aniyim, I don't have to check it out. I can give it to him even though I don't know. If he claims to be an oni, I can accept his word and give it to him. Why? If I would have to give a mitzvah to tzedakah, and somebody comes along and I give it to somebody, and I had all great intention to give it to an oni, he presented himself as an oni, he fooled me that he is in need, and I gave it to him. Will I be mekayem the mitzvah of tzedakah? Of course not. Never. I tried. The Gemara in Bava Basra speaks about that Yidden would give tzedakah, and it wouldn't land up at the proper address. The person wasn't an oni. So I wasn't the kind of mitzvah of tzedakah. So the mitzvah of tzedakah is that an oni should get the money. And an oni did not get the money. In contrast to the mitzvah of matanis lav yoinim. The mitzvah of matanis lav yoinim is my mitzvah that I should have an act of simcha of being a mechalek la'aniyim. And if when I gave it to this person, I was under the understanding that he's an oni, So I gave it to him as if I'm being a mechalek la'aniyim. So I am doing the experience of simcha of being a mechalek la'aniyim. And therefore I don't have to check out. And I don't have to go with a thorough investigation to verify that he is a proper ani or not. Because I am right now being mechalek la'aniyim. And I am experiencing the simcha as one who's being mechalek la'aniyim. If I was fooled, that's a different situation. It doesn't change me from being a mechalek la'aniyim of having the simcha. Because I feel what I'm doing now, with a proper justification, I am being a mechalek la'aniyim. So therefore, the halacha is, a medazikim b'moyes purim. You could give him as one of the anim that you are mechalek, you are mo'is, matanis levni, and that is what the ritva means when the ritva says that it's not a mitzvah stuck a grave, but it's an inyan of simcha. It's an inyan, as we show in the Rambam, she'elcha simcha zdeilu mufu'ara temol v'sameach lev anim. And what the Rambam wants to show, we find as well a mitzvah mishloach manas. Because mishloach manas is also an inyan of simcha, of being ma'bereyes for Klal Yisrael. So when I give it to my friend, I'm doing an act of simcha being ma'bereyes. Comparably over here, the mitzvah matanas levyanim is not that we're looking for a mitzvah of worrying for the aniyim. Just like in the mitzvah of mishloach manas, it's something that I have to do because I'm coming to be ma'bereyes. Here as well, I am coming in my experience of Purim that I am going to be a mechalek la'anim. And if I am under the assumption that this person is an ani, so I am functioning as a mechalek anim. And therefore I am following the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore I am yoitza, nevertheless. We asked the question in the beginning. Why did the Rambam bring this halacha? Only in regard to the mitzvah of Purim, and not in regard to the mitzvah of Yontif, where in the mitzvah of Yontif we find that he has a din of simcha of all the members of his household. And when the Rambam discusses the umlalim, the ger, the yotzim, the almana, the Rambam says that it's proper to give them as well, because if I only worry for myself and I don't worry for them, then we'll look upon my act of simcha as simchas kreisai, and not as an act of simchas mitzvah. But this idea of mutzvah habits, the Rambam doesn't bring. The mitzvah of simcha on yontif, is it a mitzvah of a ma'isa simcha? I have mitzvahs to do ma'isa simcha? Or is the mitzvah on yontif a different mitzvah b'chlal? The lashon of Rambam is, chayiv odom liyois bahen someach v'toyv leiv. The mitzvah is not the act of simcha. The mitzvah is what basar and yayin will bring me to. Yayin, the pasuk says, why do we drink wine and yontif? Because of the mitzvah of simcha. Because yayin, yisamach, it makes me happy. It puts me in the proper mood of the day. If the mitzvah is somachta b'chagecha, I should be in the matzav ruach, in the mood of simcha, of joy and happiness. When I'll drink wine and eat simcha of a basa, when I eat meat, I reach a certain experience of simcha. And therefore, it's mutav liyos bahen, sameach v'tov leiv. In contrast to the mitzvah of simcha on Purim, it's not a mitzvah to be jolly on Purim. The mitzvah on Purim is to do ma'asei simcha. To do ma'asei simcha. We eat, we have a suda, and we drink wine and we eat meat because they are ma'aseh simcha. We give matanis levyayinim because it's a ma'aseh simcha. We give mishloach manas because it's a ma'aseh simcha that we are being ma'bereyus bein ish l're'ehu. If I'm talking about doing a ma'aseh simcha, so then the Rambam says, mutav lo'odam maharbois b'matanis levyayinim milaharbois b'sudasai she'ein som simcha l'doilu mufu'oro sameach levanim. Because then the Rambam says, I'm comparable to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sameach leiv umlom ha'elu doim el shechina. I'm doing a ma'aseh simcha that the Ribbono Shel Olam does as well. So there, the Rambam says that the preference is given to be marbe in the mitzvah of matanis levyayinim over being marbe in the mitzvah of suda and the mitzvah of mishloach manas. Whereas in yontif, where the mitzvah is my matzav ruach, that I should be an experience of simcha, I have a feeling of simcha, so therefore this would not be a siba to give to Levanim. There, the only reason why Rambam tells us to give to Aniyim as well is to make sure that his simcha will be a simchas mitzvah and will not be a simchas tracer. So let's go back to the Gemara that we began with. The Gemara cited the story that they sent Shlachmanis. What were the Shlachmanis? A barrel of wine and a fine cut of meat. And the Gemara says, "Kiyamta Rabbeinu Mishloach Manas Israel Umatanas Lev Yoinim." We cited the Vilna Goyim that says, "Scratch Matanas Lev Yoinim." And we found as well in Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kiyamta Bar Rabbeinu Mishloach Manas." It seems that Rashi means to tell us what the Goyim had told us, that we should only be Goyim Mishloach Manas and not Matanas Lev Yoinim, because you can't knock off two birds with one stone. You can't be Mekayim, both Mishloach Manas and Matanas Lev Yoinim, with the same Matanas. Why? If we understand that the act of Simcha of Mishloach Manas Ishrei'ehu is an act of being Mar Bereyim, the act, in contrast, of Matanas Lev Yoinim is an act of my functioning as a Mechalek La'anim. So what am I doing now? Am I being a machalik la'aniyim, or am I being my bereis? I can't double times with the same present. Either I'm functioning as a machalik la'aniyim, so then I have the simcha of matanas lev yoinim, or I'm not functioning as a machalik la'aniyim. I'm functioning as somebody who is investing to create and be my bereis for klal yisrael. So therefore, the Gemara says you can't be mekayim with the same matana both. Because either you're being Mar Bereis, or you're being doing a Mitzvah Simcha of Mechalek L'anim. So therefore the Goyin and Rashi say that let's scratch Matanas Lev Yoinim, and you're only Mekayim Mishloach Manas. See from here, the Gevaldik Mitzvah of Simcha on Purim, that the Mitzvah, the Simcha of Purim is that a person has to bring himself to do acts of Simcha. His hanhoga should be an hanhoga of simcha. And the Rambam says, why does he give preference to the mitzvah of Matanas Lev Yoinim? Because when I do simcha of Purim, I'm looking for a simcha gedoyla umafu'ora. It should be a simcha gedoyla, but it also should be a beautiful simcha, a fine simcha, a simcha of the kavod l'sefaret. And therefore, the way to do a simcha of the kavod l'sefaret is to be marbe with matanas lev yoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezaka all of us. When will come the day of Purim, Chas V'Shalom, Mashiach doesn't come till then, so we won't all be together in Yerushalayim. If Mashiach comes, we'll all be together in Yerushalayim, and we'll experience Purim Mishulash. But if Chas V'Shalom, Mashiach doesn't come, everybody in their fine homes, in their fine country, should be zeicha to mekayim the mitzvahs of Purim till Chasam, and to function with a simcha l'kavod u'tzipor.
Amen.